Throughout the following program, references made to Independent Living Centres Australia, ILCA. Please note that since this program first went to air in 2015, ILCA has changed its name to Assistive Technology Australia.
With information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. I'm Marnie Roper. On AbleQuest, we usually take a single topic and explore that in depth. Today we take a departure and look at assistive technology on a much broader scale. If you need a particular product to help with your disability, the process of researching and tracking the right one down can be complicated and time-consuming. However, there is a ready solution to this, the concept of independent living centres. They provide unbiased information on thousands of different products across a tremendous range of categories, many of which you can see displayed and try them out. The real benefits of the independent living centres are choice and impartiality. If people are unable to travel to a centre or attend one of the regional workshops, they can always access the extensive information on the AtMagic online database. We invited Robin Chapman, CEO of Independent Living Centres New South Wales, into the studio, and Barbara Sullivan spoke to her about the concept and the service offered at their amazing new facilities in West Point, Blacktown.
Welcome to AbleQuest, Robin. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that the independent living centres were first established overseas, but Australia adopted them fairly quickly. Can you tell us a little about the concept and the background in Australia?
Yes, you're quite right. They were adopted from overseas. In fact, we're based on an English model that's still called the Disabled Living Foundation. The independent living centres in Australia all began between 30 and 35 years ago, and there's one in every state. The core model still exists all around the world, and we are all members of an international alliance called the International Alliance of Assistive Technology Information Providers. The model is unusual in that it's independent of supply, and we provide commercially unbiased information on equipment that's available to help people get on with their lives.
Are you affiliated with the others in the other states? Is there a national body?
There isn't a national body. We do all get together. Notionally, the network is called the Independent Living Centres of Australia, but it isn't a national body. We do work together on a range of issues, but we all have slight differences to our legal structures and to our models as well.
So it's fully government funded and a free service to the community.
It is government funded, both from ageing and from disability, and all our core business is free to anybody who needs it. That's right.
So tell us a little about your background before we get into talking about the centre, Robin.
I'm a physiotherapist by background. I no longer clinically practice, but I've spent most of my life in disability, mostly supporting people with cerebral palsy. I've also done some teaching in both physiotherapy and in occupational therapy. I suppose I moved into management in the mid-90s, but I have a real interest in systemic advocacy. So I spent some time overseeing the Physical Disability Council of New South Wales before I moved into this role. And my core interest is that people have the access to the equipment and the systems and the environments they need to get on with their lives.
Well, what a lot you've accomplished in the area.
It's been fun.
And you came on board with the Independent Living Centre when?
7 years ago.
In 2012, you relocated to Blacktown. What were the benefits of going there?
It's a wonderful site. We were co-located within the Northcott Society building. Parking was difficult. We weren't recognisable as an independent service, and whilst it certainly served our needs for a number of years, we needed to be independent in the community and better based within the community. Being a statewide provider, we also needed to look for a site that recognised that we were a statewide provider. And so we're better than the geographic and demographic heart of Sydney, which of course is around the Blacktown area.
Right.
So we went in search of literally being in the community, and we exist on level 4 of West Point Blacktown. where the public transport links are extraordinary. The parking is brilliant. And there we are in one of the largest malls in Sydney. So it's we're in the community.
You are indeed. So tell me how it's set up physically and in terms of staffing.
So staffing is quite small. We have about 10 staff in our core business, so they're all allied health professionals. So we employ physios, OTs, speech pathologists within our service. At the moment, it's nearly all occupational therapists, but it varies from time to time. The physical site is extraordinary, and it's still 2.5 years later extraordinary. So we have what people will know as a traditional ILC display, but within the display we have built a fully home automated, full-sized one-bedroom department. And it displays possibilities of assistive technologies. So there are alternatives to grab rails in the bathroom, and we have ceiling hoists that don't require ceiling reinforcement. We have kitchen cupboards that come down to waist height by pressing a button, and benches that go up and down, home automation systems so you can operate the lights and anything electrical on your iPad, iPhone or Android off-site and inside the facility. We also have telecare and telehealth products integrated into the display. And in fact, we have a rather unusual one that's integrated into the TV set and defaults to the telephone should mum not have her TV set on. The apartment displays 80 in situ. So if you open up the kitchen cupboards, you'll find adaptive cutlery and plates and all the things you need to operate.
The ultimate.
It's an ultimate. It's been furnished very nicely thanks to Freedom Furniture. So it actually looks good as well, as we were really hoping to show people that you might have some issues to deal with to get on with your day, but you could still live nicely in a really lovely environment. So it's worth a visit.
So can I just drop in there?
Yes, you can.
I don't need a referral from a GP or a professional or somebody.
No referrals are needed and no appointments are needed. If you have complex needs, it's probably a good idea to make an appointment, and then we can guarantee you a staff member.
On that subject, if I were to visit, what would my experience be?
Oh, well, your experience would be, your eyes would probably pop out of your head, but no, you would be met at reception. You would fill in a form about what you'd like to look at, and then a staff member will be allocated to you and start working on whatever it is you've come to talk about. And we find very often an individual or a family will come to talk about one issue, and as they're going through the display and through their issues with the therapist, other things come up and we deal with those as well.
What sort of numbers do you get through?
Including our info line, we service about 10,000 people in a year. But we service groups of people as well. So groups of seniors in particular might come as a group tour. We take them around, and as they go around, they bring up their individual issues and we deal with them as we go around.
So you have the apartment set up, of course, and you've explained what's in that. And do you have all the products on display, or do you have some in catalogues, or do you have screens that show how they work, that sort of thing?
Good question. Outside the apartment, we have the rest of our display, which is our mobility display, communication, vision impairment, medication, a whole range of AT. In total, we have somewhere around 4,000 items on display at the centre, so it's quite comprehensive.
Gosh.
I'll use wheelchairs as the example. There are around 1,200 to 1,500 wheelchairs on the market in New South Wales. We obviously can't have every wheelchair in the marketplace on our display. So our staff select what's on the display by feature. So we'll have almost every feature on display, and we can show people features and they can try them out. Then we use our database to put together the features and to find the items that may suit their needs and then refer them on to the supplier.
Right. And can people touch and feel and try, test
touch, and feel, try, play. Absolutely.
And do you teach people how to use the products?
Only in a sense of trialling out while they're in our site. We're not funded to provide follow-up or after-purchase support.
Right.
That will come from the supplier or a person's own therapist.
But if somebody is at the centre and they're looking at something a bit quizzically, somebody would walk them through
it
and explain
absolutely.
And so on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And generally you cater for people with different disabilities. I mean, for example, if there's
anyone,
vision impairment or...
Oh, that's right, anyone. Mm.
So I understand that you run workshops.
We do.
In the regional centres. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Mm, this is a relatively new model for us. We received some funding from the state government to develop and run workshops over a 2-year period. The workshops are focused on empowering people to make their own decisions. So we call them in-house, we call them factors to consider workshops. So we take people through the factors they need to consider and understand when they're looking for an item. So for example, someone may need to be using a mobile hoist in the house, and they really need to make sure that the casters are going to fit under the bed. Very often they don't. So
yes, and it's the last thing often you think about, isn't it? You're looking up here at what it's going to do in terms of hauling
you. Absolutely.
And
in a person-centred, empowered world, we'd like people to be able to go and make their own decisions in a really informed manner. So if they can go along to a supplier and say, I've been to the independent living centre, they think I need these, or they go along having been to one of our workshops and can say to a supplier, look, you know, these features aren't going to suit where I live because of X, Y, and Z. That's a really good thing.
Mm. Interesting. And do you find you get a lot of feedback from people at the centre? Is there a way of collecting feedback at the centre if people say, oh, if only you had a product like X?
Usually if people say, if only you have a product like X, we get, and we don't have it on our database, we'll then do all sorts of other searches, including of overseas databases, to find out if something exists.
Ah, that's a very good service. Mm. On the subject of services, I know it's you've got the workshops and you've got the living centre itself and the database, but do you actually go and make in-home assessments for people?
No.
You won't go and look to see whether the casters fit under the bed? Or,
No. Mm. We're about to start actually an in-home assessment service that's fee-for-service, but it's for home mods. It's not for assistive technology. No, we're not funded to do that. People who need that level of service need to access their local therapist.
Right. I was going to say that presumably you also have a database of
Absolutely. Of
therapists and access consultants and so on.
We have our own access consultants. That's part of our non-funded services, our fee-for-service.
Well, in fact, Jane Bryce, who
yes.
is our...
We know Jane.
was the first person that alerted us to the Independent Living Centre, and she was telling us that we should talk to you and have a chat. Mm. Now, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, it's very easy. They can ring our info line, which is 1300 452 679, or they can ring our reception number, which is 9912 5800. And leave a message. We're quite small staff, so we can't guarantee that we will answer that call, but we will ring back within a day.
Oh, that's great. And your website is?
www.ilcnsw.asn.au. And I'll just recommend to people that you go to the trouble of getting yourself a free login, because searching the database once you are a subscriber, which is free, is a totally different ball game because we have faceted search. So if you really know the features that you need, it's much easier to find stuff on the database.
Excellent. Mm. Thank you very much, Robin. We'll also come back and talk about some of the products more specifically that you've got.
Good. That'd be fun.
Thanks a
Thank
lot.
Thank you.
Barbara was speaking with Robin Chapman, CEO of Independent Living Centres New South Wales. In the next segment of AbleQuest, we continue this informative conversation with Robin, who literally walks us through the Blacktown Centre, detailing products in the apartment and generally on display. She also describes the typical visitor experience. So we look forward to your company next time. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.